If we do, like, we finish this game and we have like a bonded multiverse, we should then make a D&D campaign within that multiverse and do it as like a one or two shot.
I am 100% here for that.
Roll for perspective?
Yeah.
Perception, but you,
Perception.
but perspective.
I
but
thought
I was
you said
like,
it on purpose,
you were
like you
on the
were throwing
right.
shade.
Yeah. Roll for
I was like,
perspective.
good one.
Welcome back. Today we are doing another round of It's a Person's Name and we're going to make a backstory for them thing game. And Nadine is here and going to play with us as well. So, the first name that we have is, how do you even say that? Vladimir Freno.
His parents were secretly vampires, but of course they died tragically when the angry villagers impaled them with stakes. So he went to live with his human Nana, and she worked at a hospital. And so she was able to get him bags of blood so he could humanely live while not harming anybody.
That was very succinct. That was like, that wrapped up that.
The end. Good night, kids.
The best I had was like, he's a count in Romania.
We were on the same wavelength. Yeah. We're both like vampire.
That's the name of that. That is a vampire's name there, bud. Yeah, I think probably the only thing that I would add is that for no good reason, he always wears a suit.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Well, we're talking like full three-piece suit,
yeah.
Like cummerbund,
oh, yeah.
The whole nine yards. Is that a part of a suit? I don't know. If regardless, he wears a cummerbund because he thinks it's fancy.
His Nana gets him a Valentino's handkerchief because like that's what he likes. Precision. He likes being looking clean.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. No notes. Beautiful.
No notes.
No notes.
Thank you for coming to pitch your show for me. Yeah, sure. The network will greenlight it.
The next name, Clifford Hadriana? Clifford Hadriana, or Hadriana. It's literally spelled like Adriana, but with an H at the beginning.
Wow, I feel like they own a tennis club.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And,
I like it.
Yeah, I think they changed it to Hadriana. You know,
Ooh.
I'm getting like a prissy gay man who's extremely rich,
okay.
And he said, no, I'm too, please, I'm Hadriana. I need to stand out, queen.
And you're not allowed to call him Cliff, ever. No one is ever allowed
not.
To call him Cliff. Doesn't matter if it's his mom, his grandma, his best friend of 30 years, he is not Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, his parents were Southern. He had to break out of it.
Mm.
That's the name Clifford.
That makes sense.
He has really good teeth genetics, but he keeps doing things to sabotage his teeth because he has a crush on his dentist.
Oh.
Oh, absolutely he does.
I like that. It's so specific.
We're here
it's
to
actually
make
called the Clifford.
Yeah. I think that, in fact, he has this weird thing where he hates Cliff Bars because people always try to make the connection, and he's like, no, my name is Clifford!
Yeah.
Get it.
He
right.
actually thinks that company is using his name without permission.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
He's definitely about to file a lawsuit. Like, he doesn't
For
know.
Sure.
He doesn't have a whole lot to go on, but that is not going to stop him from trying.
No.
Vilma Daya. Vilma with a V-I-L-M-A.
My what? Glasses. I can't find my glasses.
Yeah.
I feel like this
wait.
Is another case of somebody changing their name. Like, she was definitely Velma, but because of the constant connotations and the constant jokes about Scooby-Doo,
yes.
she was like, I can't do this anymore. I have to break out. I have to go beyond this. And of course, it doesn't help that she does look a little bit like Velma.
She does.
She kind of styles herself like that a little bit. And honestly,
she had a German housekeeper that called her Velma, and she went with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I support this. Yes. I think she seems like an extremely hardcore person, though, to me. I'm seeing, like, mostly leather-clad,
Ooh.
You know.
She has at least one motorcycle. Because, of course.
At least one.
Did she move to Los Angeles? I feel like she would have been a person to move to Los Angeles later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then regretted
it. She's trying
to
be, like, the dark side Vilma.
Yes. You know? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I'm tired of this mold. I have to break out of it. Moved to Los Angeles. Regretted it. Moved to the suburbs. Was infinitely more happy. And still had more time and money at that point to spend on her motorcycle hobby.
Mm-hmm. What does Vilma do for a living?
I feel like she's a dominatrix.
Oh.
But also an accountant. She has some interesting side gigs. We'll just put it at that for sure.
Yeah.
She's a dominatrix mostly. That's where most of her income comes in. But she really likes accounting. And so she has this little side job. A little side hustle of accounting.
Of course, you'd think it would be the other way around, because obviously, but no.
We're talking financial accounting, by the way,
listeners. And she works financial accounting for a law firm that Clifford's going to use to sue Cliff Bars.
Crossover episode.
Oh, absolutely. I love that.
I like this. I like this a lot.
Creating a little universe.
Yeah. Yes.
Way to go, Vilma.
Would love to watch their TV show. The dynamic of, like, a rich, semi-toxic gay man who's also kind of self-made, and this mean woman who is a wonderful multi-careered dominatrix. Great. I love it.
Oh, and then Vladimir could be one of her customers.
Oh, of course.
Naturally. Yeah. Just to bring it all around. I notice we do tend to make multiverses out of these kind of things. It always winds up being at the end. Mm-hmm. So, way to go, Vilma. I'm here for it.
If we do, like, we finish this game and we have, like, a bonded multiverse, we should then make a D&D campaign within that multiverse and do it as, like, a one or two shot.
I am 100% here for that.
Roll for perspective?
Yeah. Perception, but
perception.
But
I was like, you said it on purpose, like you were throwing shade.
Yeah. Roll for perspective. Like,
good one.
Doriane Ferenc.
Doriane Ferenc.
Doriane Ferenc. You get 2 points at the spelling bee. I think that's how they were. I have no idea.
She grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay.
And was really tired of people mispronouncing her last name.
Mm-hmm. How do people pronounce it?
Ferenc.
How is it supposed to be pronounced?
Ferenc.
Ah.
Yeah. Big difference there. Big, huge difference. How
huge. Yeah.
But beyond that, I just don't know if I have anything. Like, I think she kind of lives a quiet life, really.
Yeah. Is she one of those Christmas tree farm people that's all she ever did and she didn't get to have any friends?
Mm, yeah.
You know, under-socialized?
And you get, like,
all I've ever
out.
Been is Christmas trees.
Yeah, you get burnt out on Christmas trees when, like, that's what you do year-round. Because, like, you have to start planting them in, like, what? I'm not a Christmas tree farmer, but, like, I imagine spring.
Or something.
Now is prime Christmas tree planting season, y'all.
Yeah, there's no time to go hang out with your friends on the weekends. No. You've got to be on a tractor helping your family plant Christmas trees. I just realized I have a friend who owns a Christmas tree farm, and I really hope, to be fair, I highly doubt they will ever listen to this, but just in case, please know that we are not dogging Christmas tree farms. We are just merely telling the story of Doriane Ferenc.
Who she might dog Christmas tree farms, but you'll have to take it up with her.
Yeah, that's not on us. That's her experience, so that should really not, like, we are not Doriane Ferenc.
I feel like her life has the energy of, like, a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yes.
Where she's like, all I've ever been is Christmas trees. Just, like, wear plaids and drink hot cocoa. I want to be so much more. And then I don't know. I what's agree. The ending of that, though?
She meets a man whose name is Dorian, and they fall madly in love. And luckily for her, he has $1 million. And so she doesn't have to run the Christmas tree farm anymore. No. Maybe she chooses to do it just as a hobby, but not nearly to the scale that, like, her family was pushing her to.
And, like, in the climax of the movie is, like, no, Mom, it's your dream.
Yeah.
You're throwing away your dream. No, Mom, it's your dream.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. And she's, like, chills. Way too old. Even. She's way older than someone who would talk like that.
Right, yeah. She's a 31-year-old woman, but she's still saying these things.
Yeah. She just never left the farm, so she thinks like a 13-year-old.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think
I think Dorian also, he got so wealthy from growing durian.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yeah. And then it just became this whole thing. They combined their farms.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know if durian growing is good dirt for tree growing as well, but in this world,
in the world of Hallmark, it is all possible.
It doesn't matter what the pH level is in the soils.
Nah,
doesn't matter.
Nah,
it's Christmas magic,
the
baby.
Hallmark rules.
It's a magic Christmas.
One more thing, I feel like they would be very mild mannered, and they would be the types of people to like really get a kick out of giving each other socks with their personalized faces on it. You know, for like birthdays and Christmas. If like they just really get a kick out of that.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
100%. Honestly, good for them. Okay, this is another. Is this a real name or is this a fake name? Joan Aurora.
Is that her maiden name?
I don't know. Or is that her middle name?
Oh, no last name. It's a state name.
Joan Aurora sounds like one of those, like, just classic, like, night lounge singer, badass black woman who has like constantly like scarves and shiny things. And it's just like, honey, I don't have time for you. I am talent incarnate. And you're like, I believe you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, you are.
That's what I get.
Please teach me your ways or don't. That's also fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Why do I get the distinct vibe that she is also a landlady? With, like, multiple properties.
And, like, her tenants have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
They just know that they better pay their rent on time.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Yeah, wasn't there somebody we did in the last one that I feel like she would know? The one who's, like, scamming senators?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I feel like maybe they live in the same vicinity, you know, same world.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I could see
Sinclair something? I don't know. But I think they're friends.
Yeah,
I could see it.
I believe it. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, this is not a name. Well, okay, the combination of the names is not a real name. But I think that's kind of the whole point. Benton Diadotos.
Benton Diadotos.
Yeah,
he's Italian.
He's definitely. I have no idea if that last name is actually Italian, but he is, for sure.
He was the secret love child of Signora Gucci and in Tuscany.
Oh.
But he had to take his mother's last name because the Signor Gucci had no part with him.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it. And they gave him, they for some reason, chose the name Benton. Oh, actually... I take it back. Benton was the name of the doctor that delivered him.
Oh.
And that's how he got that name.
Okay.
Kind of like a Gaylord what is it? The Fokker? Gaylord Fokker situation?
From Meet the Fokkers or Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
Well, both of them.
Both.
The characters in both. Yeah, no, I can see that. I feel like he's definitely a used car salesman, though. Like, with the name Benton, you think Bentley, and you automatically assume, like, used high-end cars.
Did he immigrate to the U.S. from Tuscany?
I mean, maybe. I feel like he probably had some family here, and maybe in college was able to, like, come over and just start working on, like, getting a work visa and so forth. And
plot
then just
twist,
kinda...
he goes to a junior college. What does he major in?
Basic business. Yeah, just business.
Yeah.
With, like, a minor in like, something wild, like, culinary
He's science. A wannabe frat boy. Like, he really wanted to be a part of, like, Sigma Sigma Chi, but he couldn't make it, and there's a little bit of resentment there, but overall, it's better for him that dream wasn't fulfilled, because he'd be a little douchey if he was a part of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
I think he's, honestly, I see great things in his future. What things, I don't know, maybe Joan Aurora coming in to buy like 3 cars.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. You never mm-hmm. know.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she need 3 of them? You know, don't ask questions. She has she has a lot going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They actually hit it off, and she now is allowing him to come be her pool boy on the weekends.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this. Okay, no. I'm gonna skip through ones that are like not
even pronounced.
Okay.
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea.
Are you kidding?
If you pronounce it how they do in Spain with like
it's two L's,
the double L. It's I think it's supposed to be gonorrhea,
but there's two L's, so gonorrhea. Yeah.
There's a so just a little side tangent. The person who is like or not heading, but one of our people in our one of our my coworkers in our immigration division is from Spain. She teleworks for the most part, and she introduced me to this website. She said Trello all the time, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I don't know if it is pronounced Trello, but it's like Trello. Or spelled Trello, but I've said it Trello this whole time, and people look at me like what? I don't, like, some people, if you say Trello, they'll understand, but others, if you say Trello, they don't. And so it's like...
That's so funny.
Just a neat little, yeah. And so Brittany and I are still, we still say that, but anyway.
The last name.
Praxiteles. That's not real. This person is in witness protection program.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Or he comes from a long line of pharmacists that take their work very seriously.
Oh, there you go.
And they only name their kids things that also sound like a medication.
Ah.
Or a disease. How about a disease, and then the last name is the medication for that disease?
Oh!
Yeah. They're manifesting the medicinal cure through their children's names.
This makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Gonorrhea praxiteles.
That just sounds like a very intense strain of gonorrhea.
Yeah, it does. Like, oh, gosh.
Man.
Did you hear about Judy? She's out this week with gonorrhea praxiteles.
Oh, my God.
Poor dear.
Oh, no. And it just turns out that Judy just took her very good friend gonorrhea praxiteles out to, like, lunch or, like, on vacation or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, with a name like that, you kind of have to rise above it, and you sort of have to, like, all right, I guess I'm going into the pharmacy business, that way people can at least make topical jokes about my name instead of just off the cuff.
Yeah.
When I, you know, again, I still feel like they're definitely in witness protection, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
No one's supposed to know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's a secret. I mean, no, they're not. That's their real name. They're a real person. See why what's so funny to me is that it this generator just pulls from all of the banks of names.
Yeah.
And so you get some great ones. For example, Keenan Yaroslav.
Wow. Okay, we definitely have like one Ukrainian parent.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yes,
you know, and one, I don't know, what do we that could be anything really,
from Jersey.
Jersey, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that accent, it doesn't get weirder.
No,
a little Ukrainian and a little Jersey.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So do they live in Jersey? Is it a Ukrainian, like, do the parents live in Jersey?
I think so.
So this is a New Jersey kid. All right.
Yeah. I would say...
I think he had a hard time making friends because... He was like the scary house because they had, you know, they'd be mistaken for Russian all the time. And then also he lived in Jersey and nobody wanted to go.
Yeah. I can see that for sure. I feel like, I don't know. I feel as though he was almost sucked into the mob, but then was like, no, at the last minute was like, no, I can't do that to my family. I have to stay on the straight and narrow because that's the last thing my grandfather said before he died was stay on the straight and narrow.
But the thing is, he's actually kind of dumb. Like, he's one of those, like, himbo-y kind but dumb people. And his grandpa is actually still very much alive. So he's just living under... He has just thought his grandpa died.
Because his grandpa went into witness protection and is now gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I tell exactly. You, it's all interconnected. All you gotta do is draw the weird little web with on a wall with, like, red strings and push pins.
Absolutely.
I would say that his grandparents are still in the Ukraine. That's his paternal grandfather that we're talking about that is now gonorrhea. But his maternal grandparents are still in the Ukraine, and they controversially are very pro-Putin.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a reason he doesn't talk to them right now.
Yeah, probably.
Harsh.
Nadine, you're an actor. Yes. Give us what a Ukrainian mixed with Jersey accent would be.
That I don't know. I don't know. I've only studied English and Cockney.
Just, gut feeling. Go with it.
Me and Brianna, we'll say hello, and we'll talk like Yelena from Black Widow with each other. But then if you throw in some Jersey in there, I don't know, that's just kind of a bing, bada, boom.
So what you do is you just say bada bing bada boom in like a vaguely,
but like out of order, because and
sometimes
like,
hey, you.
Yeah,
or is that Philly? Just, that's Philly, I don't know.
Just, I'm walking here. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Like, perfectly normal thing to say. Yes, okay. I know that's not Jersey. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's still funny.
You had a Transylvanian thing going on there.
That's true, yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. When you mix accents that are different. I don't know why I said bad. It's because my accent is bad. What I was trying to say was when you mix accents that are that different from each other, what comes out just comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not good.
I once had a friend who spoke 7 languages, and
wow,
man, it was funny because, like, sometimes they would combine, but other times it would just be like 2 sentences sounded French and the next sounded Spanish.
Interesting.
It was wild. Yeah.
Huh. That's cool.
That would be a mental whiplash, I feel like, to go from one language to the next. Yeah.
She was such a cool person. That's amazing. We were in an acting class together. It was so funny to watch her do monologues, because they'd be like, well, where are you from? Because she also hadn't learned how to pick one and stick with it. So it was just like she was doing monologues as like 11 people, and we were like, you're hilarious.
She's
a great actress. Her voice just, you know, she had a lot of accents going on.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's do one more, and then we can wrap it up. Sorry, Carl. S-A-R-I. And then Carl.
You.
The amount of jokes that this poor child suffered growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And also just general misunderstandings.
Female or male?
I think Sari is generally a female name.
I was about to say, because Sari, ironically, really enjoys wearing saris.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could see that. And then it's like, but yeah. And then people are constantly like, go to dinner. What's the name? Sorry, Carl. I'm not Carl, but why are you apologizing? Always. All the time.
Yeah.
To the point
where
I'm
sure. That's also how she gets out of tickets, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because when the cop pulls her over, then she just makes them laugh instead by accident, you know.
No, get it?
They're like, sorry, Carl. It's okay. Just like over and over. No, really, it's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carl. No, you're fine.
And then
are you sorry, Carl? Not particularly.
But I feel like at one point that would the luck would run out, and she would run into like a cop that's having a bad day, and is just like, well, in that case, you're coming down to the station for no reason. Don't worry, that cop was later let go because he's bad at his job, but that definitely was quite an interesting time for Carl.
Yeah, she's really, really hard to argue with, because if you say her name once in the middle of an argument, she'll just take it as an apology instead of her name.
And she's aware of what's going on. She's not confused. She's not an idiot.
No.
She's just I'm done with arguing with you. I'm
going to use this to my advantage for sure.
Yeah. They're like, come on, sorry. And she's like, I forgive you.
I think she lives in one of Joan Aurora's rent homes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah.
She is like an obnoxious Apple user. Like, you know how there are obnoxious Samsung users? She's an obnoxious Apple user.
Like, you don't have the latest iPhone? You don't have an iPhone at all? Okay, well, I'm better than you then, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Like, if someone texts her, like, using a Samsung, so it's a green text, she'll just respond, sorry, I don't text green texters.
Thank you all so much for listening to us coming up with backstories for fictional people who do not exist, but honestly should. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. They should. They should definitely exist. I want to meet Joan Arora one day. If you have any alternative backstories for any of the people we've talked about today, or if you have any fun facts to add, please do, because we are all about building the new unhinged universe.
Yes.
Unhinged cinematic universe. Yes. That's right, Marvel. We're coming for your brand.
Absolutely.
So a huge thanks to Nadine for being here and taking time out of her day to come talk about fictional people with us. And thank you all for listening. And we will catch you all tomorrow, hopefully, because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Bye.
Bye.